This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota lawmakers are rejecting a proposal to place a moratorium on new crude oil pipeline construction. Democratic State Representative Sean Bordeaux represents portions of the Rosebud Reservation. He says the bill comes in the wake of looming Keystone XL pipeline construction.
And we have people who, you know, for countless eons have been in these lands here, and to just dig up pipeline and expect that, you know, it's good for commerce and that's the end of the story. We really have a discussion about the land and the health of the land.
Supporters of the bill say the state needs a plan in place when a pipeline spill occurs and impacts drinking water sources. Last year, the Keystone pipeline spilled over 200,000 gallons of crude oil in Marshall County. Bordeaux says he and other representatives will continue to bring similar legislation. He's also sponsoring a bill that requires tribal approval before any extraction of minerals or resources in the Black Hills. The House Education Committee passes a bill that adjusts reorganization requirements for low-enrolled school districts. House Bill 1215 impacts any school with a fall enrollment of fewer than 100 that does not qualify for state aid under sparsity statutes. Those schools must reorganize with one or more other school districts under the bill, but there are some exceptions. Representative Spencer Gosch of District 23 sponsors the bill. His testimony focuses on the needs of low-enrolled schools that he says need to stay open, like in the Harriet School District.
Some of their kids go clear up to the corner of Campbell County, and to bus those kids to the nearest school, we're talking 2 to 3 hours.
The bill allows a low-enrolled school to remain open if it's the only school district remaining in the county and if the school is at least 20 miles away from any other attendance center. House Bill 1215 moves to the floor with a unanimous do-pass recommendation from the Education Committee. This is SDPB News.